For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
My dear friends, I know life can sometimes feel like a heavy weight. It feels like you've been pushing and pulling, trying to make it through day by day, but the struggles just keep piling up. You wake up, hoping that today will be different, hoping that things will finally get better, but it seems like you're stuck in the same place. The hardships, the pain, the unanswered prayers, they can all make you feel like giving up. I understand that. We've all been there. But today, I want to encourage you. God has a surprise for you, and it's coming soon. When you've been going through a season of hardship, it's easy to feel like the darkness will never end. You may ask, "How long, God? How long will I have to endure this?" It's normal to feel tired, worn out, and even question whether God is listening to you. But I'm here to tell you, God is not only listening, He is working behind the scenes. He's setting things in place that you can't even see yet. And soon, very soon, He will surprise you. You see, God doesn't forget about you when you're struggling. He doesn't overlook your tears or your pain. In fact, the Bible says in Isaiah 43:2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you." This means that even in your hardest times, God is right there with you, walking through the storm by your side. He hasn't abandoned you. He hasn't forgotten you. He is preparing something amazing for you, and it will come when you least expect it. Let me tell you something. Hardship often comes right before a breakthrough. That's why it feels so intense. That's why it feels like everything is crumbling. Because you are so close to your blessing, the enemy will try to make you give up. He wants you to lose faith. He wants you to think that God has forgotten you. But hear me, my friends, don't give up. Your breakthrough is closer than you think. In Psalm 35, it says, "Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning." That means your suffering, your hardship, your sleepless nights, they are temporary. And on the other side of them is joy, a joy that only God can bring, a joy that will surprise you in the most beautiful way. You see, God's timing is perfect. Sometimes we want Him to move now. We want Him to fix everything immediately. But God knows the right moment. He knows the best time to step in and change your situation. And trust me, when He does, it will be beyond what you could have imagined. He will surprise you in ways that will leave you speechless. You will look back at your season of hardship and realize that it was preparing you for something greater. Now, my friends, let's talk about something that we all need during times of hardship: endurance. It's easy to start off strong. When the storm first hits, we tell ourselves, "I can handle this. I'll make it through." But as the days turn into weeks, and the weeks turn into months, our strength starts to fade. That fire we had inside us begins to flicker, and we wonder if we have what it takes to keep going. But listen closely to what I'm about to say. Endurance is where the power is. The longer you hold on, the closer you are to your breakthrough. The enemy wants to break your spirit before you can see what God is about to do in your life. He knows if He can make you quit, you'll miss the blessing that's right around the corner. Endurance doesn't mean you won't feel tired. It doesn't mean you won't have moments when you cry out to God asking, "Why, Lord? Why is this happening?" Endurance means you keep trusting God, even when you don't understand. It means you keep believing that His plan is greater than the pain you're feeling right now. Remember, my friends, God's timing is not our timing. Sometimes we think, "I've been enduring this for so long. I don't see anything changing." But what we don't see is how close we are to the finish line. It's like running a race. When you're at your most exhausted, when your legs are out to give out, that's usually when the finish line is right in front of you. But if you give up, you'll never see it. God has a plan for your endurance. Every tear you've cried, every prayer you've whispered in the dark, every moment you've held on when you wanted to let go, God has seen all of it, and He is preparing to honor your endurance with a blessing that will take you by surprise. The longer you hold on, the greater your reward will be. Listen to what it says in Galatians 6:9. "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Did you hear that? If we do not give up, that's the key. Your blessing, your breakthrough, your miracle is tied to your ability to endure just a little longer. The harvest is coming. Your season of reaping is on the way. You've been planting seeds of faith, of hope, of endurance. And soon, you're going to see the fruits of that labor. God is not ignoring your cry.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Rise. He is preparing your harvest. Think about the surprises God has for you. Imagine the doors He's getting ready to open. Doors that you didn't even know existed. Imagine the favor that's about to fall on your life. Blessings that will overflow. That's what's waiting on the other side of your endurance. That's what's coming to you, if you just don't give up. I know, my friends, it's hard to endure. I know it's exhausting to keep going when it feels like nothing is changing. But hear me today. God is about to surprise you. The weight of your hardship will not be wasted. The tears you've shed, the nights you've laid awake, the prayers you've whispered, they are all building towards something great. Endure. Hold on. God is faithful, and He will honor your endurance. And when He does, it will be more than you could have ever imagined. Now, my dear friends, God doesn't leave us without clues. He often gives us signs to let us know that we are close to the blessing He has prepared for us, even when we can't see the full picture yet. When you're in a season of hardship, it can be hard to see anything positive. It feels like everything around you is falling apart. But let me remind you of something important. The hardest battles often come right before the biggest victories. The pressure you're feeling right now, the weight of the struggle you're carrying, it's a sign that God is about to move. So, what are the signs that God is getting ready to surprise you? First, you feel more opposition than ever before. It may seem strange, But when things start to get worse, that's actually a good sign. It means that the enemy is trying harder to block what God is about to release in your life. You may notice that the struggles are piling up, and it feels like everything is going wrong all at once. But take heart. This is a sign that the enemy is threatened by what God is about to do for you. He knows you're on the brink of your breakthrough, so he tries to distract you with doubt and fear. But don't fall for it. Hold on even tighter, because your blessing is closer than you think. Another sign is when you start to lose the things you thought you needed. Sometimes, just before God blesses us with something new, he takes away the things that no longer serve us. Maybe you've lost a job, a relationship, or something else you thought was essential to your happiness. I know it's painful and it feels unfair, but this loss could be a sign that God is clearing the way for something greater. He is removing the things that were holding you back so that he can bring you into a new season of abundance. Trust that even when it feels like you're losing, God is actually setting you up for a major victory. One more sign is when you start to feel an unusual sense of peace in the middle of the storm. This peace doesn't come from your situation. It comes from God. It's that moment when, despite everything falling apart around you, you feel a calmness inside, a stillness that you can't explain. That's the peace of God reminding you that he is in control and that your breakthrough is on its way. You may not see the answer yet, but deep inside, you know that God is working. This peace is a sure sign that God is getting ready to move in your life in a mighty way. Friends, when you start to notice these signs, when the opposition gets fierce, when things start to shift unexpectedly, when peace begins to fill your heart, know that God's surprise is just around the corner. The breakthrough is near. You may not know exactly when or how, but trust that God is faithful. He is not slow in keeping his promises, and he is about to reward your endurance with a blessing that will leave you amazed. Now, my dear friends, as we move forward, I want to speak directly to those of you who are facing doubt right now. It's normal, isn't it? When you've been going through hardship for so long, when you've prayed and nothing seems to change, doubt starts to creep in. You begin to wonder, is God really going to come through for me? Am I really going to see the breakthrough, or am I just holding on for nothing? Let me tell you something today. Your faith is your greatest weapon in this season. Even when everything around you seems to be falling apart, even when doubt whispers in your ear, hold on to your faith. It's your faith that will carry you through to the other side of this storm. You see, the enemy wants nothing more than for you to give up. He knows that if he can make you doubt, he can make you stop believing in the promises of God. And once you stop believing, you'll stop fighting. You'll stop praying. You'll stop expecting the breakthrough. That's exactly what the enemy wants, but you can't let him win. Hold on to your faith, even when it doesn't make sense. Faith doesn't mean you never have questions. Faith doesn't mean you never have moments of weakness. Faith means that despite the doubt, despite the questions, you choose to believe that God is still working. You choose to believe that his promise will come to pass, even when the situation looks impossible. There are times when your faith will be the only thing keeping you going. You may not see a way out, but your faith tells you God will make a way. You may not understand why things are happening, but your faith reminds you that God is in control. Faith is trusting God. Even when the outcome isn't clear, it's believing that his plan is still good, even when everything around you feels bad. Think about it. If your breakthrough was already here, you wouldn't need faith. Faith is what you cling to when the answers haven't come yet, when the miracle hasn't arrived, when the situation hasn't changed. Faith is believing that God is moving, even in the silence. Now, I want to encourage you to strengthen that faith. I know that's hard to do when you're tired, when you've been waiting for so long. But your faith is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. And right now, in the middle of your hardship, is the perfect time to build up your faith. How do you do that? You start by reminding yourself of who God is. He is a God who keeps his promises. He is a God who never fails. He is a God who loves you so much that he is working everything out for your good. Remembering God's faithfulness in the past will strengthen your faith for the future. If he's brought you through before, he will do it again. Another way to build your faith is to speak life into your situation. Sometimes the doubt feels overwhelming because we keep focusing on the negative. We keep saying things like, "Nothing's ever going to change," or "I don't know if I can keep going." But my friends, your words have power. Start speaking life instead of doubt. Start declaring, "My breakthrough is coming," or "God is working on my behalf." Even if you don't feel it yet, speak it into existence. Your faith will grow as you begin to speak life over your situation. Now, I know there are some of you who feel like your faith is hanging by a thread. You're tired. You've been fighting, praying, and believing, but you're starting to wonder if it's worth it. Let me tell you right now, it is always worth it to hold on to your faith. Don't let the enemy convince you otherwise. Your breakthrough is coming, and your faith is what will carry you through until that moment arrives. Remember what it says in Hebrews 11. 1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Your faith is the confidence that, even though you can't see it yet, the breakthrough is on its way. Your faith is the assurance that God is still working, even behind the scenes. So, my friends, I want to encourage you today. Keep the faith. Don't let doubt steal your hope. Don't let the enemy rob you of your belief that God is still able to do the impossible. Even in the face of hardship, even in the midst of the storm, hold on to your faith. God is going to surprise you soon. And when that breakthrough comes, you'll look back and see that it was your faith that carried you through. My friends, the road to your breakthrough is not always easy. It's filled with challenges, setbacks, and moments where you feel like you can't go on. But let me tell you something. God is using this season to build endurance in you. Endurance is the ability to keep going, even when the journey is hard. It's the strength to keep believing, even when nothing seems to change. And that endurance will lead you to your victory. You see, God doesn't just want to give you the breakthrough. He wants to make sure you're strong enough to hold on to it when it comes. The truth is, the blessing you're waiting for isn't just for a moment. It's something that will shape your life for years to come. And in order to carry that blessing, you need to be equipped with endurance. Endurance is like a muscle. It doesn't grow unless it's tested. It doesn't get stronger unless it's pushed beyond what's comfortable. And right now, in the middle of your hardship, God is growing that muscle in you. He's building your endurance because he knows that what's coming next requires a strength that you're developing right now. It's easy to want to give up when the struggle feels too hard. I know that. There are times when you feel like you've prayed all you can pray, believed all you can believe, and yet nothing has changed. But can I encourage you today? You are stronger than you think. God has placed a strength inside of you that you might not even realize is there. And that strength is what will carry you through to your breakthrough. The Bible tells us in James 1:12, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." That means that there is a reward for your endurance. There is a blessing for those who don't give up. and that blessing is waiting for you on the other side of this trial. So, what does endurance look like in our daily lives? Endurance means getting up every day and choosing to trust God. Even when it feels hard, it means continuing to pray, continuing to believe, continuing to hope, even when the answers haven't come yet. Endurance means holding on to the promises of God when everything in you wants to let go. You might be thinking, but I'm so tired. I don't know if I can keep going, and that's okay. God understands your weariness. He sees the weight you've been carrying. He knows how long you've been waiting. But here's the good news. God doesn't expect you to endure on your own strength. He is the one who gives you the strength to keep going. He is the one who lifts you up when you're too tired to stand. When you lean on Him, He will give you the endurance you need to make it through. The Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." What a beautiful promise. If you put your hope in God, He will renew your strength. He will give you the endurance to run this race, to keep pressing forward, and to make it through to the other side. Now, I want you to understand something important. Endurance doesn't mean the absence of struggle. In fact, endurance grows in the midst of struggle. It's not about having an easy life. It's about having the strength to handle the hard moments. Endurance is what allows you to keep moving forward, even when life feels like it's pulling you back. And here's the powerful part. Endurance doesn't just get you through the hard times. It transforms you. It makes you stronger. It deepens your faith. It teaches you to rely on God in ways you never have before. When you come out of this season, you won't just be the same person you were before. You'll be stronger, wiser, and more equipped to handle the blessings God is about to pour out on you. So, I want to encourage you today. Don't give up. I know the road is tough. I know the waiting is hard. But God is building endurance in you. And that endurance is what will carry you to your breakthrough. Every step you take, every moment you choose to keep going, you are moving closer to your victory. You are getting stronger, even if you don't feel it yet. The enemy wants to wear you out. He wants to convince you that it's not worth it, that you're too tired to keep going, that you'll never see the breakthrough. But don't listen to those lies. You have the strength of God inside of you. You have the power to endure. And with God on your side, you will make it through this season. Let me tell you this, my friends. The season of hardship won't last forever. Just like seasons change in the natural, this season will change too. Your hardship will end, and the breakthrough will come. But while you're in this season, God is working. He's growing your endurance. He's strengthening your faith, and He's preparing you for the incredible things He has in store. So, keep going. Keep believing. Keep pressing forward. God is not done with you yet. The surprise He has for you is coming. And when it arrives, you'll see why it was worth every moment of waiting, every tear you cried, and every struggle you endured. Hold on to that promise, my friends. Your endurance will lead to your victory. Now, let's pray this prayer together. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with heavy hearts and open hands. We trust in your power and grace, knowing that you see our struggles and are working on our behalf. Lord, we ask for your strength to endure the hardships we face. Give us the courage to keep going, even when the road is tough. Help us hold on to our faith and believe in your promises. For those facing financial difficulties, we pray for your breakthrough. Open doors we didn't see and provide for our needs. Guide us with wisdom and grant us the provision we require. For those in need of healing, we ask for your touch. Bring restoration to bodies, minds, and hearts. We trust in your healing power and believe that you can make all things new. And for those seeking restoration, we pray for renewal in relationships, hopes, and dreams. Restore what has been broken and bring new life where it has been lost. We believe that you will surprise us soon with your goodness. Help us to stay hopeful and to keep our eyes fixed on you. Thank you for your unwavering love and faithfulness. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.